Okay, I have a couple things. One is, you know, looking at this, I did a good read of the Sarbanes-Oxley. I don't know if you guys looked at rewriting audit governance-related matters that we might want to look at. We are slowly spiraling out of control. The tribe could not institute a whistleblower law this year. We are in a bad shape when it comes to audit work. We do as best we can as an audit committee, but if you knew, if you only knew what was going on underneath the surface here, as tribal members, you would be horrified. I'm promising you that. One of the things that I think we need to do here, just looking at this, because this isn't political speech, I'm trying to look at what I recommend it going back to 2000. I remember when Curtis Danforth was chairman of the audit committee, and it's on the record. I had made some recommendations about what to do at the audit committee. One of the biggest problems with the audit committee is the audit committee has to function as an independent source of overview of the operations, and I think there's too much BC influence. I think that the business committee should be removed. I've recommended in the past that there only be one sitting business committee member, and the rest should be composed of people that have some knowledge of something, business, audit. There could be a whole series of things. I think that's a major issue. I also think that the audit committee should be able to report to General Tribal Council. At some point when this all blows up, we're going to wonder what happened, and then the audits will show certain things year after year, 7 years, 7 years in some case, of people just failing to even respond to audit work. And they're still employed here. Or we show up on audit sites and tons of paperwork is missing. Do we find that acceptable as tribal members? And this is a nice attempt. But man, there's a lot of work there. I mean, I could be quiet and not say anything, and this could just go through. And I'm not going to raise a whole bunch of heck on this, but I mean, seriously, if we're really serious about our work, there's a whole bunch of things. I mean, you know, when you look at the powers, we talk about enforcement authority, and the chief counsel makes some great points. But we do need an arbitrator of sort. We need someone that can settle the issues. I don't know if the business committee is the right forum. I question, is it the appeals commission? I don't know. But I know that the audit function needs to be separate, and there has to be someone enforcing. Chief counsel makes a good point about what is the capacity of General Tribal Council to absorb these issues, have 2,000 people presiding, presumably over some of these matters. I don't know if that's a good forum. When I look at enforcement authorities, you know, the audit committee, I serve on that committee, and we've done the best we can. This audit committee's done a pretty good job, but there's a mountain of issues. I mean, they're big, deep, and most tribal members don't know anything about those, including people that are sitting in this room. Unfortunately, you do need to know it's your tribe. But when we look at the lack of control environments, and I look at things on the outside, like control the corporations that we have investments on. We don't even have the capacity to do any audit work on those things. It's our money. We have no capacity there. So is that something we should be thinking about? Corporate practices as it relates to where we invest. I look at the Sarbanes-Oxley. We got all these people that puppet the word sovereignty. We should be sovereign. We should be sovereign. But in the end, we're not as sovereign as we think we are. And we need to increase our capacity to be more sovereign. For the audit committee, as it relates to subpoena powers, I mean, how can we compel anyone to say anything? And when we show up on job sites and papers are missing, there's no authority on behalf of this committee. I think the chairman of the committee and the vice chair, they should be under this law, granted certain authorities to carry out on behalf of the committee. There's some standard things that you can look at in the industry. Any one of us can go to Google and look this stuff up. You can look up the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, how they were trying to really rewrite audit committee governance. This is very impotent. If this is the best we got, I guess that's okay, if we find it acceptable. But this is not government at its highest level. This is not governance at its highest level. So I think that the audit committee should have some level of independence. I think there should not be three committee members on the audit committee. There should be one, maybe. I'd like to see a completely independent group. I think we should be out of it. Now, we should have an opportunity to enforce. It's a subcommittee, theoretically. We should have the ability to enforce. But I haven't seen enforcement. I've been around a long time. I have a lot of oaths of office on my wall. Committees don't want to engage in enforcement for some reason. I'm not sure why. It's not just us. It's been committee after committee where it's been pretty black and white. I mean, it's some of this stuff. When you run an organization and other boards that I serve on, if there's paperwork that's missing, people are going to get fired. Heads are going to roll. But here, there's tons of paperwork missing every day. And no heads roll, and we sit around wondering, why can't we do anything about this stuff? And then the organization spirals further and further and further out of control. Right now, with the lack of control environments, we believe, based on the Candela advisory, you know, it could be $20 to $40 million that is loose, not tied down properly. But we go to audit, and there's paperwork missing. We can never prove a case. Can't take anyone to trial. Can't prosecute anyone. And then this just goes on and on and on. So I don't know. These are just easy observations. I have audit certification background from the University of Oshkosh. I've been involved in audit work for a long time. I don't know what we're doing here. This is very minimal. And if the standards for us is minimal, then let's move this forward.